Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman. I'll explore the connection to the human spirit in a way that helps to navigate your life, including crisis. I am passionate about helping you to open up to your intuition and the metaphysical world of spirit to find your confidence and your own inner guidance. Take a pause. Be inspired. Learn ways to show up focused, centered, and more dynamic in your everyday life. Welcome back to the Empowered Spirit Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me today. Are you looking for a magical place to shop and hold space? Check out Ritual and Shelter online or in Homewood, Alabama. Browse through their bookshelves covering topics such as energy healing, Reiki, chakras, auras, accessing the Akashic Records, shadow work, astrology, and earth-based healing. You can also find herbal teas and tinctures alongside crystals and oils to help establish a mindful mindset and fluid ambience before meditation, ritual work, and reflection. Ritual and Shelter is dedicated to providing one-on-one, in-depth conversations with customers to help them find the most efficient healing methods and resources that match the customer's unique interests and energy. They offer tarot sessions as well as Reiki, sound bowl, and crystal healing. Visit ritualshelter.com to book an appointment and bring peace back to the body, mind, and spirit. Or find them on Instagram at Ritual Shelter Shop. As this podcast goes to air, we are at the halfway point through spring. Many celebrate this point in time through the customs of the Beltane, honoring the energies of Mother Earth. She is at her most potent, most beautiful, full of life, full of growth, showing it to us all around. This day celebrates spring at its peak, and it also reminds us the coming of summer, which honors the light and is associated with strong fertility, birthing, love, and the transformative powers of fire. The Beltane sometimes goes by the name of May Day, dancing around the maypole, and as we would do in my family, leave flowers on the door, ring the bell, and run to surprise our mother. The earth is coming alive. There is growth everywhere. Notice for yourself. Notice your hair, your nails, your body. Everything is growing. Yesterday, I was working in the medicine wheel, moving rocks, pulling weeds, raking leaves, and cleaning up the old debris. The medicine wheel teaches about course correcting. What is working? Growing? What isn't? So the medicine wheel helps me to see my life so that I can clean it up too. Yes, there are many weeds that need to be pulled. I need to move some energy around and definitely some shaping up to do. I always seem to find myself thinking about my body this time of year. The clothes are coming off, and my body definitely needs more attention. What about you? Now, many of you have heard me talk about this, and it comes around every year at this time. Body confidence. I do care about my body. I do care about the shape I'm in with my health, always ongoing. And I care about the shape of my mindset, too, looking for the higher vibrations in my thoughts, what I tell myself, and looking for a way to work deeper with my body confidence, noticing the emotional eating. If it's getting out of hand, I always need to kind of check in, pull it back on track. There's just something about the growth of the earth that also mirrors in the body. And so you know what? It is okay. It is okay to go through this and to notice where your body is, and maybe you, like me too, need to kind of pull it in a little bit. We're growing. We are part of Mother Earth. We are made of all the elements. Now we get to, just like we do with our plants and our herbs, clean them up, trim them back, prune them a little bit, we need to do the same with ourselves. So we could get into this, oh gosh, here I go again, body shaming. Easy to do. So easy to do. Or we could begin to shape shift our thoughts and turn it around and recognize, okay, I am in alignment with Mother Earth. Now, what do I need to do to shape up? It is important that we really access this energy, not let the mind get out of hand, not spin out of control, because that can perpetuate the cycle. Now is the time. I know many of us start to obsess over our bodies and our shape, thinking about those bathing suits. Yes, I will start swimming soon. There are some things that I do like about my body. I like my ankles and I like my hands. I have a pretty good back, you know, my backside's pretty good, but my belly, ooh, not so much. This has always been where I hold energy. It's also where I hold some of the gifts that I bring forward as a clairvoyant. It's my sensitivity. It's where we hold trauma too. But what if we could use this time of fertile growth and bring forward through all of the sensitive feeling, through all of the body, the mind, and the spirit, the idea of that divine feminine coming into bloom for summer, prepare by using the idea of the wild woman energy to shape us up. You've heard me talk about it every year because I love that deep inspiration. Summer is about wild. Summer is about letting go. And now's the time to start preparing. And if we can use this idea like I do in the medicine wheel, move a rock, energy, course correct your path, and move some energy to shape shift your body through looking at the mind and the spirit and the emotions, you can feel better and shape up and allow for fun to enter into the season instead of stressing about going into summer. Wild woman energy is about stepping into your own divine feminine energy. Mother Earth is so fertile right now, and she calls for you to reflect that as well. Get sexy. It is time for the wild woman to arise, to shift into the shape you want to be. Shapeshifting is the ability to physically transform oneself through an inherently superhuman intuitive ability, divine guidance, ritual spells, and learn how to work with your energy. Imagine shapeshifting energy from parts of you that has gotten stagnant, caught in old habits, needs a little weeding, and shifting into pulling in a wild woman idea, concept, visualization for your growth instead of just keep adding pounds. Can you see the part of you for this desire to shift? Yes, that is shape-shifting, and now is the time to learn how you can use these rites that I teach, Reiki, intuition, tarot, EFT, stones, and crystals, to shape-shift your body. Remove those limited doubts. Remove the critical thoughts of the mind. Open up to loving yourself and allow your spirit to guide you through amusement, through love, through kindness. Every year, as this time approaches, I know I start to be more aware of my body than normal. Maybe you do too. Working with the rites, especially EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, helps me to shift from criticizing my body to building body confidence. It's never just about the food. Now, through this past year and offering this program last year, I've really upgraded some of the techniques from my experiences with my clients. I've been talking about gap tapping, that gap from where you really desire to be and where you are right now. When we can go into the gap and tap away all of that overwhelm, confusion, emotions, eating, all that stuff that keeps us from getting there, that's what we do. We shape shift out of there, close the gap, and find ourselves through that visualization stepping into who we truly want to be. I know EFT has helped me to shape my mindset, to recognize the old patterns, and build a new way to process energy and a new way to celebrate my accomplishments, not feel depleted, and really understand that relationship with food. Food is one of the first things we learn as a baby that we can control. We cry and we get some food, we get a little bottle, maybe we get some of those little orange goldfish. Who doesn't love goldfish, right, when you're feeling out of sorts? But as we start to really shift out of that old mindset, helping us to create and recognize where we can integrate, loving ourselves, appreciating the things that we do, bringing it all together, shifting from one place to another, closing that gap, we will arrive at where we want to be. I know I feel better when I shape up my mind to allow the emotions to be calmer, and then my body just falls into place. What about you? We can shapeshift in order to obtain new abilities in this form. Legend says that even before there was the calendar on the wall, before there was language, there were sacred symbols. The medicine wheel, the curse, the eagle, the jaguar, the witch, the divine goddess, and others spoke to us through storytelling, through sitting around, passing around these messages, these visions. And in their countless manifestations, they offered hope. They illuminated opportunity, inspired creation. They brought forth power and shared knowledges through these stories, through these ideas and symbols. And now, through modern quantum science and energy, we can become our own great visionaries. We can directly communicate with spirit, dialogue with the forces of nature, speak with the great archetypes, the ancient gods, without getting lost in there somewhere. We can open up and bring these great powers of nature into us and shape shift with freedom, strength, and finding the ability to be in touch with your own instincts. Shapeshifting occurs through a true appreciation of our ancestors, of spirituality, of our connection to all living things, of stories, of legends, of images, and these sacred ideas. By learning and utilizing these lessons, a shapeshifter is blessed with the gift of shapeshifting into a figure, an animal, a quality, so that you can begin to open up with courage and express this wildness, this passion, this strength that your soul shows you. So in this way, shapeshifting is not only a ritual or sacred practice, but an important part of learning about yourself and moving forward on your personal journey. Every shapeshifting experience will bring richness to your life because it allows you to see the world from a different perspective. You know, many times as humans, we limit ourselves to only one view of the world. It limits empathy, compassion, and respect for other viewpoints, which are all crucial components of our society and our world. It limits the ability to understand parallel universes, past life, future lives, parallel lives. It really limits us thinking we have to stay on this one plane, be flat in our life. But shapeshifting is a tradition that exists in many cultures. It is about changing, metamorphing into another shape or form. I know lots of times we talk about it as shapeshifting into an animal, but that's not the only way we can work with it. There are so many values and so many theories about shapeshifting. One I like to talk about too is like the whole idea of our brain, the neurological basis of the idea that we can rewire. The brain really can't tell old habits that they're bad for you, but once we start to introduce new habits, get inspired, see visions of where we want to go, eventually the intellect catches up. And so the brain can be rewired to the place where you want to be. We do have to get out of the mind, out of those old churning thoughts, and open up to a bigger perspective. You know, it's kind of like the old radios, right? I know everything's digital now, but, you know, imagine if you were on an isolated area and you had a radio that was locked into one station, maybe only country and Western. That's all you'd think there was, right? But all of a sudden you started messing with that dial and you started turning it a little bit more one way or the other. And then all of a sudden there was a different station. You found a different dimension. You are able to do this in real life all the time. You know, in my lodge community, we talk about vision quests. A vision quest helps you seek that interaction with your spirit, the greater spirit, an animal spirit, to obtain advice, protection, and for you to be able to take a step forward on the path you choose through your soul. So as we step into this energy of shape-shifting, as we set our visions, you can shift. You can rewire the brain. You can look at life from a different perspective. So many ways to relate this to real-life situations. Say you had a terrible argument with your partner, and you decided to shapeshift to view things through their eyes. You might find that your anger subsides. Or maybe you're depressed because you were passed over for a job promotion. You might call in the energy of an eagle, a bird, to get a bigger perspective and ultimately realize there is a wider scope than what you've been doing. Your depression lifts. You begin to recognize the greater vision guiding you to that next job for your path. I think it's a good practice to imagine seeing, envisioning through another's eyes, getting a higher perspective. It really allows me to have more compassion for myself and the world around. Activating this native spirit within you means that you recognize we live in this mysterious universe. You know that creation is filled with spirit beings, land beings, little people, angel, crystal beings, and energies of your ancestors. There are ways to travel into these realms through vision quests, storytelling, dreams, astral travel, and shapeshifting. Once you allow yourself to step into a wider perspective of reality, the universe becomes much richer and fuller. So what does the wild energy have to do with anything, and how can she help? When you find yourself pushing too hard, excessively eating, worrying too much, trying to stuff your emotions and reach out there for those addictions, the food, the drinking, the shopping, the drugs, breaking agreements with yourself, the wild woman archetype comes in to help remind you of your deepest and brightest light. She is a guide to help you remember who you truly are, to let go of the things that have been controlling your mind and keep you spinning the grooves and stuck in your life. It is about going beyond limited beliefs, opening up to the passion of your soul, being fully present in your life. Maybe you haven't tapped into her, but now is the time. It's a time to free your mind and your body, emotions, and spirit to get in shape for the season ahead. Not to feel, oh no, here we go again. Hide from the summer. Not reach your dreams and continue that lack of body confidence. It is a time to learn how to apply the rites for your everyday life to help you break free of old habits of how you treat yourself, how you talk to yourself, how you stuff your emotions with food, how you criticize your body, and how your mental outlook is directing your life. So I will be having a master class about the art of shapeshifting on Wednesday, May 8th. I'll put the link in the show notes to learn more about this and my upcoming shapeshifting program. So now let's take a moment to pause and breathe as I offer this wild woman shapeshifting meditation to help you begin this visioning for your path. So wherever you are, if you can, close your eyes. Allow yourself to let go. Just begin to imagine your body is releasing as you take a nice, deep, big inhale. And exhale all the way back down. Allowing yourself to slow down. Inhale, expanding the breath up the body. And exhale, bringing that breath all the way down. Calling all your energy into you. Grounding with Mother Earth. Inhale, expanding the breath up the body. And exhale, bring in the breath all the way back down, calling in the spiritual body, aligning the spiritual body right on top of the physical, the emotional, the mental bodies, centering. Inhale, expanding the breath up the body, And now as you exhale, dropping right into the heart, right into the deepest part. Feeling that connection, your spirit and the greater spirit. Know that you are loved, guided, protected. Feeling all this energy coming in around you as we call in the sacred elements of life to help us through this vision questing. We call in the fire, the element of the east, the water of the south, the earth of the west, the air of the north. Bringing all of these beautiful sacred elements around us, knowing we are made of each. Right into your heart, we allow ourselves to open up to this vision of bringing forward a new part of you, the wildness of your soul for the summer, the wildness of your soul to unleash, to embrace the divine feminine along with the divine masculine, both. Bringing forward a little fire from the divine masculine, a little love and sexiness of the divine feminine, bringing it forward, creating a vision right now. Allow your mind to let go. Breathe. What is that vision that you hold for your body, for the shape that you're in? See the vision ahead of you. Take another breath. And now notice where you are. What have you been telling yourself? How have you been showing up? And now just imagine, see, feel that gap in between where you are now and where you want to be. Noticing, where are you holding the emotions? What are you hearing yourself tell yourself? All that criticizing, perhaps even shaming. How do you see yourself? Too big, too small, too tall, too short? Take a breath. And now we call in the radiance of the wild woman. Feel that wildness right here in your soul of wanting to shift, of wanting to shape, of wanting to be in your light, showing up, playing, laughing, swimming, dancing. Call her in. Allowing this fire to inspire you. See her hair, see the colors, see the way she moves, uninhibited. And now shift into seeing you this way. Take on her form. Imagine, pretend, visualize your beauty aligning right on top of her beauty. Become the energy of the wild woman. Bring in all the senses. What do you smell? What do you taste? What do you hear? What do you feel? Imagine opening up to your deepest desires to be free. Free to be you in this wildness of your soul. Shedding the layers, being confident in how you show up, how you love yourself. Feel this vibration of light coming in for you, holding this energy, pulling it into your body, pulling it right into the solar plexus, Right here, hold this feeling. Bringing in the color of yellow. Empowering right there, right in the center, sealing this in. Shokure, shokure, shokure. Notice. Notice how this feels for you. Inhaling. And exhaling. Bringing the breath all the way down. Holding on to this fire right here in the solar plexus. Your fire, your ability to shift into this vision of who you truly are so that you can step into it and embody the energy. Taking another deep inhale and exhale all the way down deep into the earth. Feel the power in your solar plexus. Feel the heart opening for you. Feel that third eye with this vision, focusing, shape-shifting, centering. And now as you're ready, feeling grounded with Mother Earth, blinking the eyes back open, coming back. Now take a moment. How do you feel? What did you notice? Allow for this influence of vision, of feeling, of knowing, of projecting your energy, your path through this third eye, through this shape-shifting energy to guide you. Hold this vibration for your path. And if you are constantly tired of worrying about your weight, your health, putting your dreams on hold, and you talk yourself out of everything, come join me in my next masterclass, The Art of Shapeshifting. We'll be learning more about shapeshifting your body through the mind, emotions, and spirit. We are all shapeshifters, constantly shifting between archetypes, based on our current circumstances and settings. By recognizing this and consciously choosing to shift between them, you can develop new patterns of behavior that are more aligned with your goals and your values. Now is the time to open up to the visions of your soul. Be sure to share this with someone you know that could benefit from shape-shifting their path. Thanks again for listening. This is your host, Tari Ann Hyman, to your wild woman spirit. Namaste. In the local area, Monday, May 6th, Ritual and Shelter is opening the shop to Charlie Claire Burgess, author of the Fifth Spirit Tarot Deck and the book Radical Tarot. Begin the day with a reading by Charlie and a few passages from their book, move into a question and answer, and dive deep into the life, perspective, and inspiration of Charlie Claire and their works. Continue the day with further discussion and book signings. You can learn more about the event at ritualshelter.com.